Welcome to the Piping Hour. I'm your host, Stephen Rookledge, here to share an hour of the best of Kilmore and Kilbeg, the big and small music of the Great Highland Bagpipe. We're coming to you from the Reading studios of KKRN Community Radio, aired locally at 88.5 FM and streamed worldwide at kkrn.org. Very glad that you could join us for this hour of music. We're going to take you on a trip back in time. The 1960s was an era of tumultuous change. Some of the music hall traditions were converting into serious pipe music, and although the occasional tunes were regarded as a bit schmaltzy, they harken back to an era of dance halls, music halls, orchestra, and military bands. We're going to play for you this hour a selection of music from the 1960s, and we're going to get tore in with the big music. A monumental sea change happened in 1966 when the Invergordon Distillery Pipe Band went into the recording studio under the direction of pipe major Donald Shaw Ramsey. They produced an LP still at the top of its game. Here is their interpretation of the Kilmore piece, The Old Woman's Lullaby.
Thank you. Hi folks, this is Alan Hampton of Piper's Persuasion. I'm listening to The Piping Hour on kkrn.org. And where am I listening to? Glasgow, Scotland. And it's a very, very fine show, so go to it now.
Thank you.
We're nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to remind you that you are a listener to listener-supported community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. Now, we're supported by listeners like you, and this show and all shows on this station are brought to you by volunteers. If you're interested in becoming a supporter of listener-supported radio, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the Donate button. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and mail us a donation to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. The locals can always call us at 530-337-1101 to see about volunteer opportunities here at the station. That was Heather McKenzie, pipe major of the McDougal Girls Pipe Band, playing a March Strathspeyan reel from 1964. We hope you had some fun with us this hour, looking back on the decade of the 1960s and how pipe music was evolving close to the music we have today. We started this hour with the Invergordon Distillery Pipe Band playing the Kilmore piece Old Woman's Lullaby. That went into Callum Kennedy singing Brattock Bonna from an LP in 1961. And friend of the show, Alan Hamilton, who produces the Piper Persuasion Show, introduced a set of Strathspeys and reels from the era when he played with the Glasgow City Police Pipe Band, and Jack Armstrong played the Northumberland Pipes, a tune called Meggie's Foot. That led into pipe major Robert Urquhart Brown playing some slow airs from an LP in 1969, and pipe major John McClellan played Strathspeys and reels from a Folkways LP in 1967. Also from 1967, the great Muirhead & Sons Limited Pipe Band played a set of 6/8 marches. Then the great Paddy Noonan, on his accordion from a recording in 1961, played us some hornpipes. And Deanie Munro, also a piper in the McDougal Girls Pipe Band, from a recording in 1960, played the Marquess of Huntly. That led into pipe major John D. Burgess, playing March Strathspey and reel from his 1969 LP, King of the Pipers. And the great Gaelic singer Alistair Gillis sang the ever-popular Eriskay Love Lilt from an LP in 1967. And that was right before Heather McKenzie. We're going to go out this hour playing the big music, pipe major Donald MacLeod, who started his army career in the 1930s and kept up well his playing 40 years later. Here he is from a 1964 LP, playing the Kilmore piece Lament for the Children. And until we all have the opportunity to meet again during the next piping hour, we wish for every one of you safe seas.